Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I can't go back. I can't go back. It's so cold. But I've got to keep going. They're getting closer. No. My God, it's cold. The road! There it is. If I can just get there, maybe someone will pick me up. Come on. Just a little farther. No! No! So close. I can't give up now.
Don't move. You die if you take one more step.
Go ahead and shoot me. Put me out of my misery.
All right, man, take him back. But don't hurt him. We need him healthy and in one piece.
No! No more drugs. Please. Please!
Based on The Dark Pool, the second book in the series by best-selling author Ace Collins, the Long Highway Players proudly present In the President's Service, Episode 8, A Nice Long Check.
It is evening in upstate New York in March 1942. President Franklin Roosevelt and Prime Minister Winston Churchill were secretly meeting to discuss Allied plans. Nigel Andrews, a famed British war hero, had infiltrated the meeting to assassinate the two men and stop the conflict, but was fatally shot by Churchill's aide, Colonel Reggie Pfister. Helen Meeker, a special assistant to Roosevelt, then exposed Pfister as a German spy and had him arrested by the Secret Service. As he was being led away, Pfister had warned Helen that his associates had kidnapped both her sister and Helen's associate, Henry Rees.
We can't let this little drama leak to the press. If newspapers in the UK or the US reported that a British hero tried to kill me, that would upset everything we English stand for.
It wouldn't look good for a war hero to be exposed as a Nazi spy either. Besides, neither one of us is supposed to be on an estate in New York. As far as the world is concerned, I'm in Washington and you're in London. We can't blow this cover. So what story do you suggest?
I'm certain my people can come up with a reason for Colonel Pfister to disappear. Perhaps a plane crash or some such thing. And Corporal Andrews could be on the same flight. Shame about that lad.
Don't get too worked up about Andrews, Winston. After all, he did come here to kill us. Wonder if we'll ever find out what Pfister has really been up to all this time.
I doubt it, Franklin. The bastard talked my ear off as we drove up here, but I'm sure he'll clam up now.
Helen, what's the matter?
Nigel, I saw his hand move. I'm getting a pulse. Gentlemen, this man is still alive.
I'll get the doctor. Hello, send Dr. Mills in here right away. I know Pfister is wounded. Just get the doctor into the meeting room now.
Nigel, it's me, Helen. Say something. Say something.
Are Churchill and Roosevelt all right?
Yes, Nigel. Look, they're both right here.
What about Pfister?
We got him. The Secret Service boys are keeping an eye on him.
President, we came as soon as we... Corporal Andrews, you're alive!
Afraid so, Doctor. I think Reggie's shot wasn't quite on target enough.
Barnes, Collins, help me get this man under the couch.
Yes, sir.
Just lie still, young man. I'm gonna check your vitals.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. Mr. Prime Minister. I'm not a spy. I couldn't turn on Britain. I just wanted to stop all of this madness.
We need to transport this man to the nearest hospital. Barnes, is that ambulance still on call?
Yes, Doctor. It's behind the house.
Go get it ready. I'm gonna treat this man's wound before we go.
Yes, sir.
I need to talk to Miss Mika before we go.
You need to rest, son. You lost a lot of blood. You could fog out on us at any moment. Save your talking until later.
No! A man's life is on the line.
All right. Miss Mika, you can listen to what he has to say, but don't get in my way.
I won't. Nigel, I'm here.
Find the Lord's rest.
I found it already, Nigel. It's an old house in Jerusalem, the one a few hours from here. I've already been there.
Good. So you got him away from there.
Got who away, Nigel?
The FBI agent.
What FBI? Henry Reese?
Yes, I heard two men say they were taking him to the Lord's rest.
Oh no, I set that place on fire when I went to find... If Henry was there, he's been burned alive! Nigel, when did they grab Henry?
Just before dawn.
Where did they find him?
Just outside of Elmira. I had a flat tire and Reese caught up with me. Before I could tell him my story, a car pulled up and two men jumped out and started shooting at us. It was dark, so they missed me, and I ran off, hid in the woods. But Reese fired back at them until he ran out of ammunition. Then they knocked him out and threw him into their vehicle. That's when I heard them talking about where they were going.
Miss Mika, you'll have to let me take this man to-
Doctor, please! The men who got Henry. Did one of them have a tattoo just above his hand? Doctor, is
he'll be fine. As long as we get him to the hospital right away. But I don't expect he'll wake before tomorrow night.
Agent Collins, where is Pfister?
He's in the other room, ma'am. Handcuffed to a wing chair. He's not going anyplace.
Take me to him.
Why, what's wrong, Helen? You look as though you've seen a ghost.
Reggie, what do you know about the Lord's Rest?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Sounds like a funeral home to me, which is most likely where your friend Henry Reese should be. Let me know when the services are and I'll send flowers.
You!
My, don't we have a temper? You certainly didn't act this way when I held you in my arms and whispered sweet nothings in your ear. That's right, you were just part of the assignment. My job was to get your focus off the case. And you loved it, didn't you? You wanted me, I saw it in your eyes. One more romantic night and I would have had you.
You're disgusting! And if anything happens to Henry or Allison, I swear I'll personally make you pay.
I look forward to you trying. Ought to be fun.
You want me to shut him up for you, Miss Meeker?
No, but thanks for the offer, Agent Collins. Come with me.
Do stay dry out there, Helen. Don't want to get into a wreck.
Agent Collins, we don't have much time if we're going to save my sister.
And Agent Reese too, ma'am.
I'm afraid we might be too late to save Henry.
What do you mean?
I need you and your partner to check out a house that burned down earlier today just outside the town of Jerusalem, a few hours from here. It's called the Lord's Rest. You'll find at least two bodies in the ashes, men who were working with the Germans. But you may find a third one there too.
You mean Henry?
Get an FBI team up there ASAP. Take control of that crime scene and dig through every piece of debris.
I'll take care of it, ma'am. But I bet we don't find Henry in the rubble. He's a pretty crafty guy. He can get out of pretty much anything.
I hope you're right.
Do you need anything else from me?
Yeah. Keep that Pfister until he breaks. Pound him and don't let him sleep. Anything he says, no matter how insignificant it might seem, write it down.
Miss Meeker, what if he doesn't break before the deadline? Didn't he say if he wasn't at the pickup site before 10 o'clock on Friday night, both Reese and your sister would be killed? Maybe we should let him keep that appointment. We've made trades for spies before this.
No, the government can't let Pfister go, even if it meant saving Allison's life. That's not the way things work, and you know it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Our only hope is to find Allison and Reese, if he's still alive, before the deadline. And Friday night will be here way too soon, so you need to get moving.
You got it. Hi, this is Ace Collins. I hope you're enjoying listening to the long Highway Players production of my book, The Dark Pool. If you'd like to find out more about the adventures of Helen Meeker, please check out all the novels that are a part of the In the President's Service series. You can find them at my website, www.acecollins.com. And you can purchase The Dark Pool or any of the other novels in the In the President's Service series on Amazon in both print and ebook formats. Once again, thanks for tuning in. Happy reading and happy listening.
Meanwhile, on a farm in upstate Illinois, a tall, trim man enters an elaborate laboratory, an experimental facility hidden beneath an abandoned barn. As he crosses the room, his impassive female assistant stands to greet him.
Emma, how is our prisoner?
He is fine, sir. Look for yourself through the observation portal.
Yes, he looks all right. Good. We will need him very soon.
Is there something I should know?
Our operation last night did not go as planned.
Oh, what do we do now?
I'm not at liberty to say just yet, Emma. You just make sure our guest stays healthy.
Yes, sir.
Once we get all the information we need, a team will come here to prepare him.
You mean Dr. Snyder?
Yes, and two others. I'm going to my office to work on the plan to spring Pfister from the FBI.
What are we going to do about the Meeker woman?
That little busybody will be busy in Arkansas for a while. We'll deal with her at the right time. Carry on, Emma.
Of course, Mr. Bauer.
Agent Barnes is taking Reggie Pfister to a Secret Service interrogation room a few miles from where he was shot by Helen Meeker. Pfister has just received medical attention for his wound.
All right, Colonel Pfister. Now that your hand's been bandaged, it's time to talk. This will go easier if you just give me the information I need right now.
You know that's not going to happen. I have the right to remain silent. Remember?
Okay, Reggie. Can I call you Reggie?
Fine with me, as long as I can call you Clay.
Well, Reggie, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to pester you with questions incessantly. You don't get to eat, sleep, lie down, anything. No bathroom visits without a guard by your side. Those handcuffs will start chafing your wrists. Your mind will start fogging over. You'll start falling asleep, and we will wake you up every single time. You will break eventually, Reggie. Everyone does.
But I'm not everyone, Agent Barnes. That's why I have this job. I've got a thick skin and a very strong will. And your threats don't scare me. But if it helps you pass the time, by all means, go on with your lecture.
No, let's get started. I'll make the first question an easy one. Where is Allison?
Which Allison do you mean? I've known so many Allisons. There was a lovely blonde in Dublin, with a voice like a meadowlark, and all the morals of an alley cat. Then there was the dark, sultry Allison in Paris. She loved my accent.
Well, if you're so smart, I shouldn't have to explain which Allison I'm interested in.
Oh, if you mean Helen's sister, I don't know where she is. I've never even met her. But I do know we have her. And Henry Reese, too.
So where are they, Reggie?
All you have to do to save them is let me go. Two for one sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Look, Reggie, this can get ugly if I need it to. See this fist?
I could bring it down on the back of your head right now, break your nose on this table, and not give a rip how it reads on the report sheet. You put into motion a plan that included killing the free world's two greatest leaders, but you don't even know what happened to the two people who got kidnapped? You think the jury's gonna buy that?
Who said I put this plan in motion? I just knew about it. Do you think I'm the brains of the operation? I don't call the shots.
So who does?
Someone I've never met. I'm just a player in all this. I have no more power than you do, Clay. You and me, we both just do what we're told. The difference is this game is fun for me. I enjoy playing with people's hearts and lives. You do it for money.
You honestly expect me to believe that you're powerless in this whole thing?
Everybody believed I was a hero, didn't they? My job was to take out Churchill and Roosevelt. I failed. But the people who tell me what to do had a backup plan in place, just in case things didn't work out.
How long have you been working for the Nazis?
You're not very good at interrogations, are you, Agent Barnes? There's no overhead light shining directly into my eyes, no thumb screws either.
I'm leaving the tried and true stuff for the FBI. The Secret Service approach is different. I'm treating you like a man, not the mangy mutt you really are.
Oh, was that supposed to hurt? If you really want me to talk, get out your knife and slowly peel back the skin from my body. Start at the toes and work your way up to the head. But no matter how much pain I'm in, you don't let me die. That's how this game is played. You need to get with the program, my dear sir.
Maybe they play that way on your side, buddy. You want to know how I figured out who you were working for?
Could be interesting. You might as well talk. I'm certainly not going to.
Number one, you were fighting the Nazis in France when your unit was attacked. Only one of your men was killed. You were left behind, but somehow you weren't killed. The Nazis would have skinned you alive if you'd been captured.
Interesting. Do go on.
Number two, your supposed best friend turned on you. You shot him, and you were going to shoot Churchill and Roosevelt.
Oh, yes. If sweet Helen hadn't been there, I would have pulled it off. Have you ever kissed her, Clay? There's passion burning in that woman. She's like a volcano ready to explode.
So it was simple enough figuring out you were working for the Germans.
Really? I don't seem to recall that. You'll have to show me my official Nazi employment records.
You do know you're going to die, right?
So are you. We all die at some point, don't we, Agent Barnes?
Except that your date with the Grim Reaper depends on the value of the information you share. If you want to continue your oxygen habit, Colonel Pfister, you need to help us get Reese and Allison back safely. If you don't, I wouldn't be surprised if old Winston himself did the honors of ending your life.
Not a bad way to go, having Churchill take me out personally. Agent Barnes, you're so boring. Everything's black and white to you. You think this is all about good and evil. If I'm not on FDR's side, I must be on Hitler's payroll.
Yeah, well, those are the times we're living in, pal.
What if I'm on neither side?
No one could be neutral these days, mister. You're either on the right side or the wrong side.
Ah, but that's where you're wrong, Clay. War offers tremendous opportunities for profit. Poor men die, so wealthy men can become even wealthier.
What are you talking about?
There are profiteers in your midst. You work with them. You think they're all draped in the American flag. But the people care far more about green than about the red, white, and blue. They'd sell their souls and their country for what I believe the Bible calls filthy lucre. But they're not Nazis. Want to call it a day, Agent Barnes? We could both use a break.
Reggie? You may have just told me everything I need to know.
And just how would I have done that?
Never mind. Guard! Guard! I gotta get out of here right away. Urgent government business. Unlock this door.
You have been listening to Episode 8 from In the President's Service. Our story was adapted for podcasts by Michael Messner, who also directed this production. Performers included Allison Johnson, Andrew Sargent, Art Shingler, Chris Phipps, Gary Clausen, Lance Rodriguez, Lindsay Morgan, Max Sullivan, Michael Tucker, Nancy Moran, Rachel Miller, Riley Hunsaker, Scott Holzclaw, and Steph Garcia. Also appearing were the author and the director, Theme music by Alex Productions, Creative Commons. The executive producer was Nancy Messner. This is Laura Brandt. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.